The Space Machine by Christopher Priest.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To H.G. Wells. Chapter 1. The Lady Commercial. 1. In the April of 1893, I was staying in the course of my business at the Devonshire Arms in Skipton, Yorkshire. I was then 23 years of age and enjoying a modest and not unsuccessful career as commercial representative for the firm of Josiah Westerman and Sons, purveyors of leather fancy goods. Not much will be said in this narrative of my employment, for even at that time it was not my major preoccupation, but it was instrumental in its inglorious fashion in precipitating the chain of events which are the major purpose of my story. The Devonshire was a low, grey-brick commercial hotel, threaded with draughty and ill-lit corridors, drab with ageing paint and dark-stained panelling. The only congenial place in the hotel was the commercials lounge, for although it was small and burdened with furniture, the overstuffed easy chairs were placed so close together it was scarcely possible to walk between them. The room was warm in winter and had the advantage of gas mantle lighting, whereas the only sources of illumination in the bedrooms were dim and smoky oil lamps. During the evenings, there was little for a resident commercial to do but stay within the confines of the lounge and converse with his colleagues. For me, the hour between the completion of dinner and 9 p.m. was the one that made me the most impatient, for by long-observed tacit agreement, no one would smoke between those times, and it was the accepted period for conversation. At 9